Louise McSherry on 2FM.
It has been a tricky time for tattoo artists over the last year and a half, as it has been for hairdressers and restaurant owners and anyone who's been shut down by the pandemic. But they are back, and it seems like everyone has been thinking about the tattoos they wanted during the break. Sissa Spurl is a tattoo artist working at the Heartbreak Social Club in Dublin, and she joins me now. We are going to talk tattoos. Hello, Sissa.
Hello.
So... Oh, excuse me. I nearly choked there. Sorry about that. Just inhaled my own saliva. It's always good when that happens. First of all, am I right in thinking that people have been really chomping at the bit in terms of getting tattooed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're completely overwhelmed with bookings at the moment.
And what do you think that's down to?
Well, I guess everybody was just dreaming about tattoos the past, I don't know how long it was, lockdown.
Do you think as well, I think I've thought about this too much because I am one of these people where like I've been thinking, I've had a tattoo in my mind for like 15 years and I haven't gotten it done. And during the pandemic, I was like, why am I waiting for anything? Why would I ever wait? I'm getting all of that to tattoos. I'm getting all the piercings. I'm like flying to, I don't know, a desert island, like everything that I've had on the long finger. I kind of felt like during the lockdown, I was like, I need to just not wait and get all that stuff done.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that, you think?
Probably.
Okay. And tell me a bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you come here? How did you get into tattooing?
So I'm from Germany. And I just came over to Ireland to do my language course for college. And I just never left.
And how long ago was that?
That was 2016.
Okay.
So 5 little years now.
And were you tattooing already before you got here, or you started
here?
No,
I just started in Ireland.
So you've only been tattooing for 5 years?
Yes.
How did you get so good so quickly?
I don't know. Incredible talent.
Well, were you? You were obviously artistic then.
I always used to draw, but I never really did the stuff that I do now. I think I work with so many different people. I work in so many different shops and also by now countries that I think I just took a little bit of everything and drew together. So I think you can see that in my work a lot, that I like really mix everything there is together.
Yeah, because actually that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, as someone who hasn't been tattooed but has thought a lot about tattoos, I'm always kind of a little bit confused about whether or not you can ask any tattoo artist to do any tattoo, because a lot of tattoo artists have a very specific style, don't they?
They do, yeah. I think a lot of people think they can come in and we just do our magic and we can do anything. It is good to look at a portfolio of a person beforehand. And if you want a specific style, obviously go to the person who's best for that. That's definitely advisable.
Would you be offending a tattoo artist if you asked them for the wrong kind of style?
No, not at all. I think it's just then fair on our part to say look, I'm not really specializing in that. It's better to go somewhere else. Yeah.
And is that looking at people's Instagram pages and stuff?
Yeah, or, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I think Instagram is our biggest way to show our work. So, and everybody has it.
And so I said before we came on that I was going to ask you some kind of potentially stupid questions about getting tattooed, which I think is important. I'm a big fan of stupid questions on this show. Because I think, people are obviously, everybody's aware of the idea of getting tattooed, and people who've been tattooed know all the ins and outs. But if you have decided, okay, I want to get tattooed, let's say you don't know what you want, but you know that you'd like to get a tattoo on a particular part of the body, is it okay to walk in somewhere or to contact someone and say, look, I don't actually know what I want? Or is that annoying from your perspective?
Well, I love that, to be honest. I love when somebody comes to me because they like my work, and then I always say, give me three ideas,
right?
Then I can work with it. They can tell me how big it's going to be. They can tell me they want to go into a certain direction. But then you have all the freedom to really work with the person and create a piece together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I actually love about it more than when somebody comes in and is I want this and this and that. And they usually show you a tattoo that has already been done. And I think no tattooer likes to tattoo a piece that was already there. Mm-hmm. So it's always nice to come in and with a, I don't know, fresh idea.
Yeah. But then, I suppose there's a pressure there as well, isn't there? Because particularly if you're tattooing someone who hasn't been tattooed before, if it's their first tattoo, do you get nervous that they'll...
Oh, yeah, nerve-wracking every single time, yeah.
Really?
I'm nervous, before every single tattoo, but I think that's what keeps you on your toes. So
yeah.
I guess it's good to be nervous.
And have you ever had someone who like visibly has been unhappy with what they've gotten?
I hope not.
Okay.
I try to ignore it.
Yeah.
Just run away.
Well, what can you do, I suppose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my job. Move away.
Okay. So it's okay to not necessarily have a very specific idea. But presumably, if you do have a very specific idea, should you have like photos or references? I know you said you don't particularly, most tattoo artists don't particularly like to do a tattoo that already exists, like copy
yeah.
a tattoo.
Yeah.
But should you have like photographs of the kind of thing you want?
Oh yeah, of course. Like that's perfect. If we have like a rough idea, or if a person has a rough idea, then we know like how to work on it and like how to change it, how to make it mm-hmm. better, best case.
And yeah. then, so once you've decided what you want to get, what do you need to know heading into your appointment?
Especially if it's your first tattoo, a good breakfast.
Okay.
That's always good.
Okay.
Don't go drinking before.
Why a good breakfast?
So you don't faint.
Okay. Right. Noted.
Yeah. Bring some chocolate, some sugar for the nerves.
Okay.
That's always good.
Don't go drinking the night before or
yeah, the
day
night
of?
Yeah, it's just like it makes you bleed a lot more.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Also, and then, don't come in drunk.
Okay. Will you tattoo someone if they're drunk?
No.
No. Okay. No. So you're going in, you're well fed, you know what you want. What do people need to know about the pain?
It's different for everybody, really. There's obviously places that are more painful. Like what I hear a lot is like people want like a tattoo in a certain placement, but then they ask me if it's really painful and then they think about getting it somewhere else. If you want a tattoo on a certain placement on your body, get it there. And like the pain is just very short.
Mm.
And then after that, it's
life
done.
Is long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, can you like liken it to anything else if anybody's listening and they're afraid of the pain?
I always say I think it's like a cat scratch.
Oh.
So it's really, but like what I do a lot, because I do tattoo a lot of people that get their first tattoo. So I really put the needle in and without ink, just do a little dot. And what I hear like most times is, oh, that's actually grand.
Oh, okay.
So.
And where are the more painful parts of your body to get tattooed?
Well, I always say the palm of your hand.
You, Sissa, by the way, just held up her yeah. hand. The entire palm of her hand is tattooed.
That's very painful. There's a lot of nerve endings in there.
Yeah.
Fingers. Ouch. It's really different for everybody. Like, I hate getting my legs tattooed while other people say they don't feel anything getting their legs tattooed. So,
and does it have to do with, I mean, obviously it has to do with nerves. Does it make any difference, like kind of how much flesh you have, or like if is a bony part more painful than a fleshy part?
I don't know. Like people always say that, that it's more sore on the bone, that it's more sore on fatty bits, or I really think it depends entirely on how you feel that day. I don't know.
And how long can, like, if someone wants a big piece, say, how long can you do in one session?
I used to do a lot more day sessions. I don't enjoy it as much anymore. I think the skin starts reacting when you tattoo too long. So mm-hmm. I try to, like, not really tattoo much longer than 3 or 5 hours.
Okay.
But like everybody's different. There's yeah. a lot of people that do day sessions. They do an amazing job. I just feel more comfortable.
And like, how long would a day session be like? Is that 8, 9?
Yeah, 8, 9. Usually like as long as you're done, or like as long as you can go, I think.
As long as the person
do.
Can tolerate, yeah. Wow, okay. I feel like that would be so intense. You must be exhausted after that.
Yeah.
Because presumably, this is a stupid question, but presumably you're like super focused and really yeah. concentrating. So you must be at the end of the day absolutely wrecked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So we've done all that. We know the basics. Then afterwards, what do you need to know about taking care? Because I think, do people need to be careful about timing it? Like, can you have your tattoo in the sun? Can you go swimming? Can
no.
you? No.
No. Okay. We always say 2 to 3 weeks, no sun, no sauna, and no swimming.
Okay. Fine. So now let's talk trends, because obviously, like anything else, the tattoo world has trends and things that are cool at one time. I know at the moment it seems like everybody's getting stick and poke tattoos.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. Like, I obviously don't like see, like, well, yeah, I see it, but like, that's nothing I like see too much. I see more like the trend and like actual, like the electric tattooing.
Yeah.
But stick and poke, I think, like, because lockdown, everybody wanted to get tattoos. So they just got their own equipment
and started doing it themselves.
Started poking around.
Yeah, that seems like a dangerous game. And
that's how I started tattooing, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I started with stick and poke.
And what would you say to anybody who's thinking about doing that?
Do small things.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea to do a very large piece on my leg, and it's not very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can you cover that up?
Yeah. Probably. I probably won't, though.
And why won't you?
I like my practice leg. When I started tattooing, I like practiced on my leg.
Okay.
So I like to see the progress in the pieces. They're awful, but it's kind of nice to see it.
See, I often think that when I hear about people getting tattoos removed or like covered up or whatever, that, you know, surely the whole idea behind tattoos is that it's like marking a certain time in your life or a certain thing in your life. But maybe it's not for everybody.
No, I think it's like I like a piece. I like the idea of collecting pieces. Like obviously, like some things have like meanings for us. But I think like, it's nice when people collect. Like it's like art,
yeah.
Isn't it? Like especially when you go to certain artists, you like collect something off that certain person with that style,
yeah.
And then you wear it on your body. And you can show it to everybody,
yeah. And so, what are the trends in the kind of tattooing that you do, the electric tattooing? And that's when you use like a tattoo gun, right?
Yeah.
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 So what's cool there at the moment?
I think it's definitely the fine line / microrealism.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think a lot of people want tattoos, but like they want it as small as possible. So now we have fine line and we have micro. And you can get like what you usually had to get, like a full sleeve, where you can get that in a very small piece. And it's very delicate.
Mm.
I think it's a very beautiful way of tattooing as well, yeah.
How do they last?
See, like, we will find out in a couple of years' time. I think, like, if you, like, really study it and if you put it in right, then they should last.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about very tiny, very detailed, like, as you say, fine lines. But then there's lots of tattoos still happening that are the opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful thing. Like, it's just like it's an addition. So, like, I think it's more an opening for people who, like, always wanted tattoos, but they want something small. They can now also get something, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's just like something for everybody more and more.
And tell me, is there a big mistake that people make when they go to get tattooed?
Many.
Many.
Where will I start?
Well, what do you think? What would you really like? If people are listening, what would you really like them to know? What thing would you like to never encounter again?
I think like having this like really set idea of where they want a tattoo and like what exactly it is. Like don't like look at other people, look at stars and say like, I want exactly this. Really think about what yourself want. And then also like go to a professional and let us like tell you and help you like where it's best to put it on your body. Because like I think everybody, like it's good to work together and not to come in and be like, I want this and this and that. Because like in the end, like we do this every day. We have multiple clients a day. So like I think we know a little bit of like
what you're doing.
What
yeah,
we're doing.
Of course yeah. You do. So before I let you go, tell us about the Manal project.
Yes. So I started doing the Manal thing. I got it, like my girlfriend got a tattoo on her arm and we just said like everybody should actually have a tattoo like that. And the idea formed a little bit over the last couple of months almost. And the idea is like I have loads of fonts, I have loads of flash. I think there's something for everybody. I'm gonna have neon fonts, gold fonts, fine line, thick lettering, everything. But like I try to like have a spot in the evening, maybe Tuesdays, whenever I have a free spot, try to get two people in every week, and all the money of that will go to charity. And yeah.
So you basically want everyone to have a Manal tattoo.
Yeah, I think it's great. It doesn't mean that it's like excluding anybody. I think it's just a visible problem. Like just being a woman. What are the issues surrounding that topic? And yeah, just like a solidarity thing.
Yeah,
I guess.
I love it. I'm getting one. Okay.
Brilliant.
But I gather I'll be waiting because I heard you posted this yesterday on your Instagram and you've gotten like a lot of interest.
Oh yeah, completely overwhelmed. It's amazing, but yeah, I think there's by now a few hundred probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe next year you'll have time for me. Thank you so much. That's Sissa Spurl, tattoo artist, and people can find you on Instagram at
my handle.
Yeah.
Sissa Spurl Tattoo Artistry.
Okay, so that's Sissa, CISSASPO E or L. But also I will tag Sissa and share some of her work on my Instagram so you can find her easily. But I think there's a queue. It seems like there's a queue for like every tattoo artist in Ireland at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's a good way to be after a time Definitely. When you couldn't work at all. So yeah. I'm happy for you. Okay, Sissa, thank you so much.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.